USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All the innocent civilians who died, and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened. And it would not have happened if I were your president.
Former President Trump responds to the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul Thursday. 13 U.S. service members were killed, and over 100 Afghan civilians trying to flee the country perished. Australians between 12 and 15 years of age have been approved to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine starting 13 September. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization approved its use Thursday. There are 1.2 million in that age group across Australia. The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The High Court said Congress should have been involved. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More vaccination mandates are taking place in Illinois. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2.
U.S. allies have begun to wind down their evacuation operations from Kabul as heightened security concerns have many worried. The United States is in control of Kabul's airport but plans to end its operations by August 31st, which the Taliban considers a red line. Thursday's attack at the airport will only increase the urgency. Canada, Germany, and Poland have already ended their evacuations. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An unidentified mother on Fox News says that the Biden administration has given the names of people expected to leave Afghanistan to the Taliban. The situation has gone from bad to worse.
It's very devastating. There is a canal, it's sewage water that people are trying to get through, and they have to jump in there to get out. And our soldiers are working very hard. I don't think they deserve to die in the last moment. They really don't deserve to die in the last moment. I mean, they need help. I met guys that didn't sleep for 7 days straight, and they were still helping people. And not just in Afghanistan, the same thing in Qatar, but especially in Afghanistan, our troops really need help. They need a clear system to be able to help people. I believe they even need more troops out there to help them. And there are a lot of people stranded still there, left behind, citizens, green card holders, SIVs, and especially now knowing that the Taliban has access to their bio data, this makes it very dangerous for everybody that helped the U.S. government and Afghanistan throughout these 20 years.
The airlift of Americans, guesstimated to be around 1,000, has resumed Friday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.